Everett with me. She did fine.
Good afternoon, Bernice.
Good afternoon, Rusty.
They get your eyes all straightened out for you, dear?
I hope so.
Pretty much so. I think they've got a little ways to go because she's had one done yesterday. But we was kind of worried because she wasn't seeing out that one eye as good as the other. But when they put these two different lenses in, one of them's for far and one of them's for near, and they don't want you looking out one eye, and they don't want you looking out both eyes.
Oh, yeah. That way it keeps you from having to wear glasses, and because I have to have glasses for distance and close and everything in between, you know. If without my glasses, I'm blind as a bat, and sometimes with them, somebody tells me I'm blind as a bat, but, you know, that's because I miss the music notes. But when the music notes drift somewhere between the different distances you're going and you're not moving them except up and down, it happens. Anyway, well, hopefully everything is going to work out fine, and I'm going to go out here and get in this traffic and go home. And I didn't have any wings that I was looking for today at Publix, but they had some nice chicken breasts that were fixed up, and I got me one of those, and that's going to be that, and some steamed vegetables will be my lunch. How about that, Tom?
Well, that sounds great. Bernice makes a thing that's got dressing and green beans, and what are those onions? What kind are they on top? French fried onions, canned onions. It goes on top, but it has dressing, and then mixes in that chicken breast in it. Ooh, that's good stuff. Makes kind of a casserole in a big flat dish. But, Rusty, I was blind as a bat, too, and nearsighted with astigmatism, and they fixed mine, so that's why I wanted her going there. And the idea of paying more money was that she would not have to use reading glasses. From what I hear from her and her test, I think she's going to be just fine.
Well, I've talked to doctors about LASIK surgery for me, and they can either correct my distant or they can correct my close. They can't correct both. And so I would still have to have glasses for either reading or for driving, one of the two. And also, I've just saved my progressive lenses and not messed with it and all. But, it would be nice not to have to, but, you know, that's the way things are and all. Getting old is not for sissies, that's for darn sure. Yeah, I picked up a couple of things they had on special this week at Publix, like buy one, get one free. And if you buy only the one, you get it for half price. So I got that deal today on a couple of things, and they got some things that I fixed that are good for me to have at home that make a quick meal and everything else. So pick those up, I'll throw them in the freezer, and I'll have them on hand, you know. It's a beautiful day out here today.
A little bit scratchy there, but I got it all. Well, it's like anything else on the eyes. The more money you got to throw at them, the better they can fix them. Anyways, I think we're going to go down to Lidl's. They had Honeycrisp apples for $1.29 a pound. And they had lemons, buy one, get one free. And Marie's kind of implies that she'd like to stop by there, so I guess that's what we'll do.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's not a suggestion. Never is. And, you know, after being married for 45 years, I learned that right on. You know, maybe I'd like to get some of those, my wife would say. Oh, okay, we'll stop there on our way home, you know. But anyway, I'm headed back towards the house. And I'll tell you what, I get into some of these areas over here and I get scratchy and I don't know why. If I stop underneath a traffic light, I can understand that. But when I just, you know, I'm traveling along and I'm not doing anything except going up and down these little hills over here. Oh, well, I'm going to have to probably going to have to buy me a new antenna, you know, one of those type of things.
We'll buy the house and we'll negotiate. I got a good one sitting there, a mag mount, and it was too high for my carport, and that's the only reason it's sitting there. But it's a good one, and I'd make you a fair price on it.
Well, I may just drift over that way next week to come see you. And I haven't got anything but grocery money left this week, and not a lot of that after going to the grocery store again. And but it wasn't too bad. With all the discounts, it ended up being about $10 less than I thought it was going to be, so that was nice. And boy, I'll tell you what, they're building this one subdivision over here near me, and it's a group called Mong, and they are putting up these things, and they're almost like little cookie-cutter houses. You know, every other one is the one, like the one two before it and all that. And they're putting them up right and left as fast as they can. I can't, they're all slabs, and I'm not for that. I've lived in one slab house, and that was enough.
I know what you mean. Well, I was going to put this end in out on the, there's a little thing over the patio on the back porch, we'll call it, which I don't have a back porch, but it's like an awning. And I decided I'd get a regular fiberglass antenna for that. So I got it, but I don't have it installed. I'm still thinking. But I'm not going to use that one, but it's a good one. And we got a good credit plan, so I wouldn't worry too much about that. But I can't tell you the name on it, Rusty, unless I went and looked. But I always bought good things. I think it's 5/8 way. I don't know whose this is. South Carolina. I'll go ahead and take it and catch you later in 0TR.
Okay, well, I'm getting back into my noisy area, and I'll be home in about 2 minutes. So we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T. I'll be on the house radio here shortly.
Oh, it wasn't nothing. They hung up. It was Packlet, South Carolina.
I get some of those calls like that, too. And if I don't recognize where they're coming from, if I don't see a business name or a person I know, I just hit my button that ignores them, so I don't have to even listen to them. And if they come in like that one time, I put them on my list of calls to do not accept on my phone, and I don't ever hear them. It just says, no good.
Yeah, mine does that too, and I'm the same way. But that Costco guy that come out and installed that dishwasher the other day, though, when he come in, it says potential spam on my Apple phone. And I didn't answer it, but he left a message, and I got back with him, but it took me about an hour of waiting. But sometimes that doesn't work out well. But I had a funny one happen last week, Rusty. I got a notification from FedEx that I'd ordered an Apple part or something. I don't know what. Could have been a phone, for all I know. But I didn't order nothing from Apple, never have. And then we got notifications you had to sign for it. And it looked legitimate. It came in on my phone, not on email or nothing. It was on a message. And it never did come. And a text message, in other words. And I refused to answer those kind of things. But I finally just sent it back. I received nothing. I ordered nothing. But I never heard anything more. And I went up and looked at my bank card today online. And there's been no charges to Apple. So I don't know what in the heck that was.
Well, I'll hit you real quick with this, because I got one from supposedly FedEx trying to deliver a package to me, too. And it's a scam that's going on around here right now. And I got the text at like 11-something at night, and nobody's going to try to make a delivery or text something at that time of night. So I just completely ignored it and deleted it from my text. Talk to you later. I'm pulling in the yard where it's going to get noisy. W2T.
Okay, you still clear. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Rusty. Talk to you later in W2T and 0TR.
For DJC. W4DJW, W4NGU.